explanation of the way Chazal viewed the human embryo when it comes to various halachic situations. We started last week with a little hakdama, but tonight I'm going to try to set it up in a very mesudadik way and go through the Shitas HaRishonim V'HaPoskim as they deal with the topic itself. I pointed out that there's no question in the face of this earth that there is an issa of abortion that applies to Jews and to non-Jews alike. That's without any question. The question is what is the halachic level of this issa? How severe is the issa of abortion? And what are the repercussions of a person committing abortion itself? I pointed out last week that in the Torah itself, you have on page number one of the Maariv Mekomos, the Psukim in Parshas Noach, which were said to the Bnei Noach after the Mabul, based upon the Pasuk, Shreifach Dam Adam Adam Dam Yeshafech, Ki Beselokim Osis Adam. I pointed out last week that this Pasuk is used in the Gemara by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel to learn Adam Ba'adam as an allusion to the Issa Deraisa of abortion as it relates to the non-Jewish world. And therefore, everybody's moder. There's an Issa Deraisa Minatara for a non-Jew to perform an abortion. It is so severe that the Gemara says in Masech the Sanhedrin that if a guy commits an abortion, he's chayiv mises bezdin. So that there's no debate upon. That's a halacha psuka. So it is quoted by the Rambam and other Rishonim halacha lamasa. But what is fascinating when it comes to the issa of abortion, that relates to a Jew, even though we have various halachas in the Torah that describe ramifications by causing spontaneous abortions, namely, for instance, the concept of demei volados, if somebody hits a woman who's pregnant and the children are forfeited as a result of that specific activity, and the woman undergoes a spontaneous abortion. There's a chiyuv mamon that you have to pay the baal X amount of demei volados to pay him back for the loss of the child. But you don't have mentioned in the Torah explicitly vis-a-vis Jews in particular that there is an issa d'rais like you have by goyim when it comes to the prohibition of abortion itself. The fact that it's so hidden and not so explicit has caused in halachic literature a major machlokas to develop amongst Rishayim and Achrayim, for them to struggle with the question of what in fact is the Iser of a Jew to commit an abortion. Last week I gave a very quick overview, but tonight I'm going to go even deeper into this. So to answer this question, what are the parameters of a Jew when it comes to Iser of abortion? For that, I'm going to go through a major machlokas Rishonim and Poskim. Let me develop with you right now, and we'll go in a very mesudadika fashion. In the Maariv Mekomos, if I ask you to turn quickly, Rabbi Isai, to page number 4, we're going to do the shiur in a specific seder, which means we're going to start with the Shitas HaRambam tonight. And what the Rambam unquestionably did was in the way he defined the halachic parameters of the Mishnah quotation A on top of the page of Isha Shemakasha Leila, a woman who was having problems in her pregnancy and her life was at stake, where the Mishnah says, Mechatrinas Avalad B'meha, that you're allowed to perform an embryotomy to destroy the child, which means you're going to do over here a therapeutic abortion to save a life. Her life takes precedent of the baby inside. And the halacha is, it says over here, Yotzer Rubai, as soon as the robe of the body of the child comes out, which in technical terms means even if the robe of the cranium of the child, the crown, takes place, a nogabo, you can no longer kill the child to save her life. Shein Docha Nefesh B'nei Nefesh, this is the famous Mishnah Olaos. So on this Mishnah, which gives the halachic permissibility, and there's no machlokes, to perform therapeutic abortions for Jews, I just want to mention parenthetically, it's not so poshut that therapeutic abortions are permitted for non-Jews, because this Mishnah is referring to Jews. Tosfos and other Rishonim have major machlokes in Sanhedrin and other places, whether the therapeutic dispensation that applies to a Jewish abortion is reapplicable to a non-Jewish abortion. I'll get to that later on, but you be aware of the fact, don't take it for granted. In any event, when the Rambam saw this mission, as I demonstrated last week, the Rambam added some facts into the Mishnah which were not stated by the Mishnah. That's why in quotation B, it says, "Lefichach horu chachamim she'ubra shimekasha leilet, mutalach teicha uba memeyaha," that you're allowed to perform an embryotomy on a baby that's endangering her life. Bein besam, bein biyad. The Rambam doesn't make a difference if you're going to do it with medicines that cause the abortion, or you're going to do it biyad, by technically speaking, killing the child with physical destruction, like performing a physical cut, embryotomy, as the Mishnah seems to say. But what the Rambam adds into the Mishnah, which the Mishnah never says, because we look upon the baby inside as if it's pursuing its mother. And once the Rambam added that in, I pointed out last week that a good percentage of Gedolei Achreinim, going back to the time of the Noda B'Yehuda, followed later on by the Brisk Dynasty of Chaim B'Brisk in his Sefer on the Rambam, followed later on, for instance, by Rav Moshe and his Igreis, which we saw last week, followed by Rav Untamin on many of his articles and Noam and other places, and I can go on, go and go on. They interpreted the Rambam to mean that, in fact, there's an Isa deraisa of Ratzicha to normally kill an embryo in utero. And the reason is because the only way the Rambam was able to mater, performing an embryotomy to destroy the child and save the mother, is because we halachically perceive the child as a rodef of the mother's life. Rodef in the Gemara Sanhedrin is a matter in the Isa Ratzicha, and therefore, by the fact the Rambam used it, and the Mishnah never mentioned it, meant in the Rambam's mind he had to justify what is the reason that the baby inside is allowed to be killed to save the mother's life. And therefore, the Rambam held that Rodef is the matir. Now, I want to mention one thing, Rabbi Yisai. By the fact that the Rambam used Rodef, it would seem to imply that in his mind, killing the embryo without the Rodef permissibility is an Isa Ratzicha. And in fact, the Rambam is quoted and holding that in fact, if you kill an embryo without a therapeutic permissibility, there's a chiv ritzicha deraisa and yechayiv misa b'day shemayim. You're surely not chayiv misa b'day adam, misa b'day shemayim. By saying all of that, the gedolim of Brisk, as well as the other gedolim I mentioned before, look upon the baby inside as a nefesh, at least a quasi nefesh, because the terrorism becomes a ritzicha, you have to be maka nefesh. So it has to have some type of quasi halachic value of a nefesh for the Isra Tzicha to apply to it. Enough of a din of a nefesh that if you kill it without therapeutic permissibility, you chayv the concept of Misa B'day Shemayim. It doesn't have the full din of a nefesh inside. And that's why the Rambam continues that when in fact the baby is Hotzi Rosho outside the body, when the baby basically births and crowns, the Rambam says, "Ein nogam bo shein doch nefesh." At this point in time, the baby's full nefeshhood comes into existence. So you now have the mother being a nefesh and the baby having a nefesh. And the Rambam says, in this case, sheva tasa, you basically can't kill one to save the other. "Ein nogam bo shein doch nefesh." Zehu tivosh olam. This is what happens in the natural world, our natural universe. And God has to make the decision exactly what happens. I will mention to you very carefully, and that's why last week I started, but you know, they're in your Magen Kamos for those who want, and these are for you to keep forever. I've spent the time putting it together, but you'll realize later on how much you have contained in over here. I showed everybody last week a tshuva of Rav Moshe on this topic. We went through that tshuva. And what I want to just emphasize tonight, something I didn't have a chance to do last week because there's just so much we can do in the introduction, is Rav Moshe asked a very simple question, and that is, the baby is a nefesh inside. The proof is, there's a chiv ritzicha without therapeutic permissibility. The baby's a nefesh outside. So if you hold a doch nefesh outside, because it's a nefesh, so why? That's your question. I know that's your question. So therefore, why halach la masa? If it's inside, it makes it any better. So what Moshe does is he basically harnesses a Yerushalmi text I didn't mention last week. I didn't have a chance to get to it. And the Yerushalmi says upon this specific sugi in Sanhedrin, this is the Talmud Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, it says the answer to the question is the following. That once the baby comes outside and it's a full-fledged nefesh like the mother on the techno-halachic level, so Yerushalmi says, me, Radif me. Both at this point are being Radif each other, because once you have a full-fledged din of a nefesh, you're called a Radif if you be misakin another full nefesh's life. Therefore, once they're both out and they're both a nefesh against a nefesh, me, Radif is me. In fact, both are being Radif each other. If both are being Radif each other, who are you to therefore come and say, I'm going to kill this Radif against this Radif? You're allowed to say a Radif is pursuing a Nirdif. But if two Radifim are coming to each other, there's no Gzeres HaKos of giving you a permissibility to kill one and save the other one. That you don't find. So emotions outside the body, both are Radifim. Inside the body, because the baby itself only has a quasi-nefesh, and the mother has a full nefesh, there we have a right to categorize the mother as the Nirdif and the baby as a Radif. So Rav Moshe adds that factor into the picture to explain that it's not just arbitrary, that inside the baby is a Radif, the mother is a Nirdaf, outside both are Radifim. It's predicated based upon the fact, as the Yerushalmi says, that once both have the halachic value of a full-fledged nefesh, and both of them being misakin each other, you no longer have the lumdis of the Radif Nirdaf to allow you to determine who's what, and therefore, the Tivul Sholom, you got to sit back and not interact and let nature take its course. Now, I do want to mention something to you, which I did not mention last week. And this is brought down by Akiva Eger and a lot of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. This is assuming that the mother's nefesh is healthy, v'chai v'kaya, and it's assuming that the baby's nefesh is coming out, doesn't have any sickness related to it. So based upon the kanzaka of Roiv and based upon the concept of Roiv Vladois are healthy and Chai V'Kayim and they'll have his Chuskiyim. So based upon those umdenis, Roiv and Chazaka, the baby's healthy, the mother's healthy, we can't step in. But the Rav Akiva Eger says, what happens if you're having a situation that the mommy's sick and the mommy is heading down the death spiral?
Tell me now you're sick.
And the baby is Chai V'Kayim, it's Chai V'Kayim, or vice versa. The baby that came out might have successfully been birthed, but it was born with a congenital disease. It ain't going to survive very long. And the mother, Baruch Hashem, seems to be in the state of Brias. If it wasn't for this pregnancy, she would not be in trouble. So in these cases, these Achrayim are not so sure that we say at this point in time, both are being rode of each other. It could very well be that since you have already a simen, that the chiyus of one of these nefashos is not going to continue, which means their ability to survive and to thrive as a nefesh is now in jeopardy because of natural law, congenital defects or sicknesses, etc., etc. It could be in that case we would then have a right to say that the one who halacha lamasa is the sick one will be looked upon as the radif, and the one who is healthy is the nirdaf, and allow the same lumdis that took place inside to apply outside. Remember, when Rav Akiva Eger brings down that there are some, in fact, who want to perhaps say that way, which once you add that into the picture, it then for raises the ante. It's no longer inside-outside anymore, but it's really predicated upon one major yisod, that when a human being has a cheskas kayam, and they're healthy, and their survivability based upon Chazakas and Rav seem to be okay, at that juncture, which is only when you're outside in this world, not when one's inside, one's outside, then you say, Mi Radif is me, as the Yerushalmi says, and take your hands off the Tivush Ola.
Why does the Yerushalmi consider the mother a Radif at all once the baby starts to be, though she's not doing anything to cause the baby to die?
And neither is the baby. The baby is not for,
but
baby,
why is the mother a Radif at all?
The question is each one, and when you're saying Radif over here, it's a fact, as Rav Moshe says, a borrowed term from the concept of a Radif you find in the Gemara. Where over here, what we're saying is, where one is endangering the other one's life, and in both cases, it's basically ba'onus. There's no, you know, they're not running at each other with swords to kill each other.
But isn't the case the baby's already coming out? I mean, the baby's already...
The baby is crowning, At that point, halach lamas is considered kiyoludami in the world of halacha. So therefore, it's considered kiyoludami. And as far as we know, I mean, in those days, I don't know how they figured it out. But today, we are able to monitor and see how the baby, how healthy the baby is in exit. You have to have a pretty good idea. Halach lamas, as long as you see the baby and the mother are basically in besug habriyut, and it's only the pregnancy over here that will undermine and undercut one of them. In that case, that's when the Gemara says, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Shavda Tasa, you can't touch them because me right if it's me.
Isn't it that the one is causality? Isn't it that the Ubar is trying to cause the death of the mother?
If that's the case,
mm-hmm. then what does it make a difference who's stronger?
So I pointed out last week in the shiur that if it was a question that you needed kavana to mechayev and reidev, you'll see why I'm saying this. If you said there was a question of the person having to have premeditated murder as part and parcel of the formula, then in that case you could start basically saying, well, the baby is basically doing this to her, she's doing this to the baby, is this premeditated, not premeditated? But the fact of the matter is, halach lamasa, there's no need of kavana, there's no need of hasra when it comes to din of roidev. And what they're therefore pointing out, if that's the case, what the Torah is basically telling you, because this is basically, the din of roidev is gezeres hakasuv, and it's interpreted by the Gemara, without kavana, even a little baby that's being roidev another baby, who they don't know what they're doing, they know, it's show and tell in nursery school and public school, and they came to show and tell to show the father's revolvers. And during lunchtime, they're running around shooting each other. I mean, they don't want to kill each other. They just want to show and tell. They just don't realize a bullet's going to come out and kill the other person. In that case, halach lamasa, where there isn't even any type of intent to do any harm, ukedaymer. The gzeres hakasav is, who the reidif is, you kill to save the nirgav. Some, in fact, say it might not even be a concept in chayvas of killing the reidif. It's more of a halacha of a mitzvah hatzalah when it comes to saving the nirgav. Factor the briska. I mean, when it comes to Chaim, he wants to learn this as a special dinner at Solos in the Adav. So the question now is one of definition. What causes somebody to be called a Raidiv? What Niyadav in this specific context? It's a very strange phenomenon. And the problem is we're stuck over here with a Mishnah that's part of a Torah Masar Mahasinai, Halacha Mosh Mesinai, that you can't get away from. The Mishnah doesn't mention the word Raidiv. But the Mishnah gives you a hard, fast rule without any machlekas tanoim. That when both are outside in this world, then enefesh benefesh, you can't touch it. Tivush olam. The baby's inside, the mother is, but obviously is outside. By definition, the Mishnah says you prioritize, kill the baby to save the mother. The Mishnah never uses the word roidif once. And therefore, halacha masa, I'll show you very shortly, other rishonim, take note of it, I'm going to show you Rashi very shortly, but the Rambam doesn't let it stay that way. The fact he ate in the roidif causes Reb Chaim, Reb Brisk, and all of them to go into entire arichas why the Rambam did this. And one of the simonim they bring down to basically explain this phenomenon is the fact that technically speaking, to use that lamdis is only a matter when it comes to heter v'tzicha, to give us an understanding how severe the crime of, in fact, abortion is. That's only indicator we have that it's an iser v'tzicha for a Jew from this specific Mishnah, the way it's interpreted by the Rambam. Without the Rambam saying Raidev, we'd have no clue what is the level of the Isis. Isa deraisa and Isa Ritzicha by the fact that it might be Raidev. What you're basically, and what I'm still pointing out to you over here is that Chazal themselves had a Kabbalah. As long as the baby's inside and the mother's outside, the baby is not enough of a nefesh to give equality between her and the baby itself. Therefore, she is superior to him. And what the Rambam adds in as a specific nekuda, that since he holds, this is the important part, Rabbi Sai, that since the Rambam holds that even though the baby inside is not as much of a nefesh as she is, but the fact that Rambam has to use roidev as a matter means that the baby inside is partially nefesh. Because if the baby inside was a zero, not a nefesh period, there would be no need of roidev. Why am I saying this? Because if I show you, I want to show you a contrast, and I'll get back to your question. If you look in the Gemara, the same exact Gemara, in quotation number C, when Rashi is dealing with the same exact Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin, and he comes to be Mazba the Inyim, So he says over here, Rei defein tzara chasra, when you see banapsho. And then he says, Yotzerosho. He says, Isha makasha lele, musukenes, ukutani reisha, hachai pashetis yoda vechotun about siyav avam, because manchal yosu olam, lav nefeshu. The Rambam says he's not a nefesh, period. Venitan Rashi, Venitan Lahurgo, Lahatzilas Imo, Avoyotza Rosho, Ainogan Lahoga, the Havile Kiyolud, Ainduchan Nefesh, May Nefesh, period. For Rashi, it's a very simple formula, and he's Mamish reading the Mishnah Keturasa. The baby inside is a non Nefesh, the mother outside is a Nefesh. Therefore, Lach Lamasa, what's the question? The baby inside is not a human being yet. And he's threatening, or she's threatening the mother's life. Of course, you kill it. And that's that killing. It could be that it has nothing to do with Ritzicha. It could be a different Issa entirely. That's what I'm saying to you. He doesn't mention Reidev. So he's, you're destroying the fetus. You're destroying the fetus for the sake of the mother's life. But once the baby is coming out, and he has a nefesh, in that case, you can't basically touch them. The Rashi never ever used the word Rodev whatsoever. It is for this reason I want to now disclose you tonight that other Gedolim then asked the question, if the baby inside, for Shitas Rashi, is not a nefesh, so why in the world can't you perform an abortion if it's not threatening the mother's life? What is it? What is the Issa? It's not a nefesh, which means it's not Ritzicha, so what in fact is the Issa according to Shitas HaRashi, unlike Rav Moshe last week? For this reason, that was the Pesach, this Rashi, was the Pesach that allowed two other Gedolim to come into the picture, what I call quasi, Rishaydim and Achreinim, and to give a different level of Issa. The Maharit says in his Tshuvos, the Issa of killing the baby inside is not Ritzicha, it's Chabala. Uba Yerech Imo, it's like a cutting the mother's liver away, cutting the kidneys away, it's part of her body. Only if there's a tzara, if there's a medical need or another need, you're able to cut it away. In this case, it's threatening the mother's life. You allow the effort to perform an appendicitis or take out another organ of the body if it's threatening her life. So the baby's an ubi yerech imahu. So by him, it's a sheil of a chabala. So without threatening the mother's life, it's isa deraisa of bichavu bechavera. According to the chavasir, he says, wait, I have another opinion. In my mind, it might not even be chabala. It might be an isa of hashchos zera, since the baby was created by zera, and there's an isa for you to be mashcha zera, even though the zera now has developed into an embryo, and it's surely not in the zera level anymore. It's becoming the full size, a full-fledged human flesh inside. By him, the ease of destroying human life is therefore a continuation of Hashkaz Zera, which begins at the time of the Hitzas HaZera. And the question over here is, it seems to imply, is this only when the baby's inside? Is this Hashkaz Zera? What happens when the baby's born and you kill it? At that point in time, Ritzicha takes over. But I always wondered, according to the Shitas Chavos Yoreh, who says it's Hashkasa Zera inside, once the baby is born, Hakom Oidim is the Issa Ritzicha kicks him because he's a human being. But are you also being Mashka Zera besides the Issa Ritzicha? When is the cutoff area that the Issa Hashkasa Zera terminates? Well, why am I saying this? Because the some Achreinim will say Hashkasa Zera only applies when the Zera is still in a Zera form. But once the Zera comes together and basically conception takes place and the cellular structure starts to develop and you basically got, that's no longer Zera, that's human flesh, and therefore the Issa Hashkaz Zera no longer applies. There's a good group of poskim say Hashkaz Zera only applies to Mamish, Zera. Once the Mishchaba B'yachad, it doesn't apply. So my question I always ask according to the Chavos Yoreh, that if he claims this Hashkaz Zera, even you're talking about, according to him, even at the end of the ninth month, because we're talking about now, the baby is about to crown, hasn't crowned yet. So we're talking about at the end of the third trimester, the baby, if you destroy it now, in his mind, is an Issa of Hashkaz Zera. When the baby's born, it becomes an Nefesh. Everybody will hold Ritzicha kicks in. But I always want to know, according to his Shita, are you committing two Averos? Ritzicha plus Hashkaz is everything. What is the cutoff line? What?
So if the father has a kid, then they have an issue
of Hashkaz. So over here, the question is, I'll tell you where the question comes up. The question, you know where the question comes up? The question comes up is the following. The question is, if you have to do a therapeutic abortion, so the question is, who should the surgeon be? Should it be a male surgeon or a female surgeon? According to the Chavis Yora. Since we're saying there's a heter, I mean, you're allowed to perform a therapeutic abortion, there's a mitzvah to do such, to save the mother's life. But if you're claiming that the destruction of the fetus in utero is the din of Hashchas Hazer, which the Chavis Yora said it is, so therefore, who should do the actual embryotomy? Should it be a man who's muzen Hashchas Hazer, or should we take a female woman, former surgeon, where most poskim hold noshim are not musharas and Hashchas Hazer, she should do the pula to lessen what's going on when it comes to the yeast itself. That's how far the poskim go, halach l'masa, when it comes to treating this seriously. But why am I bringing this all down together? Because what I want to point out to you is that the whole assumption that the destruction of the baby inside is destroying a baby with an isur ratzicha was the singular and unique interpretation of the Rambam. Rashi says it's not a nefesh, and that caused the machlokus that if that's not it, it's not ritzicha, it's then chabala, or maybe hashchas hazera, or maybe something else. So therefore, what I want to point out to you is, we are always influenced, you know, that when it comes to the din of abortion, it's murder, murder, murder. The reason we think that way is because we're making an equation between a goyish abortion and a Jewish abortion. By a goyish abortion, you can't get around it, because the pasuk in Parshas Noach says, that's saying explicitly it's murder, shricha sadam. So therefore, by a goyish baby, the Torah said explicitly this an isla deraisa of murder and yichai mrs. Bezdim. And that's the way the Gemara paskins, that's the way the Rambam paskins. People assume if that's when it comes to a guy, mikimida, so therefore it has to be the same thing when it comes to a Jew. And in fact, I showed you last week that in fact, based upon that lumnus, Rav Moshe uses it, Rav Moshe came to the conclusion that that Ike Imida would therefore teach us, based upon the Tesis, that whatever the Issa is by a guy, the Issa applies to a Jew, and therefore it's an Issa Ritzich, independent of the Rambam. He used Mika Imida, and the question Moshe then asked himself, if that's the case, if for a guy it's an Issa Ritzich, and based upon Mika Imida on a Deraisa level, for a Jew it's an Issa of Ritzich, so why is a guy Chai Mises Bezdin and not a Jew? To which he has to say, there's a Gemara in Pei Dalet in Sanhedrin, which says, Makei Nefesh Adam. And therefore, if that's the case, that precludes that Gemara. If you kill a baby in utero, there's no institution of Mises Bezdin. So Moshe interprets that to mean that the Torah, based upon that Gezeres HaKasov, told us, you can't adjudicate that in Bezdin with Mises Bezdin, but that Gezeres HaKasov does not take away the fact you commit an Aveira of Ritzich of an Issa Deraisa. That's the way Rav Moshe learned that specific sugya.
It's totally illogical to say goy can't do it in Chinese and a Jew will not be so small numbers.
Yeah.
They're
Now, let me continue a little further. However, what I want to mention, Rabbi Sai, is that when it comes, when it comes to the other Shitas HaPoskim, and that is according to the Shita of Rashi, and according to the way the Ma'arit, and the way the Chavis Yoreh want to superimpose into Rashi what the Issa would be if there wasn't a therapeutic need. So what you have to say according to this group of poskim is that halach lamasa, in this case, mi'i kamida, does not apply. It's a gzeres akasif. That's number one. Number two, it could be that the makan nefesh, which was used by Rav Moshe to preclude the Mises Bezdin on the killing of the Uber, for these other Rishonim, it has a second purpose. Not only is it telling you there's no Mises Bezdin, but the Torah could be telling you only a Makan Nefesh and the baby inside is not a Nefesh, that this is not Nikhlal and Issa Ritzich when it comes to a Jew, period, and it's being Mayit, the level of what the Vera is besides the Einish HaBezdin. So it ends up that the Machlokes between Rav Moshe, the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashi, is when the Torah is mamayit later on, makan nefesh, to exclude an uber, by a Jew, what is the miyat telling us? Is it a miyat only oinish bezdin, but the essence of the ma'is avera is ritzicha, shitas harambam? Or is it telling you, not only are you not chayiv mises bezdin for killing the uber, but even the avera that you're committing is not considered ritzicha, it's something else. This itself ends up, you think about it, Rabbi Sai, as a major machlekes rishonim in the sugya, and therefore the Rambam went in one mahalach, Rashi went in the other mahalach.
Are you suggesting that Rashi holds even if there was no relief at all, you're allowed to just abort a child?
No, I'm saying according to Rashi,
no,
I'm saying if without a therapeutic abortion, according to Shitas Rashi, you can't abort for not for Ritzicha reasons, because of Hashchaza Zera or Kabbalah, but not because of the Ritzicha. Rashi never mentions Ritzicha. But the fact is, no, there's, when you say not a nefesh, that means more. No, but over here, I hear what you're saying, but what I'm pointing out to you is that the Maharit and the Chavisir don't learn Rashi that way. They learn Rashi meaning there is no Maisa Avera Ritzicha, there's no Isa Ritzicha, there are other Isurim, and that's how they fill a gap in Rashi.
Can't you just read Rashi as comparing it with the case of the baby is out in which it's complete Nefesh, and they just say, ain't Nefesh with name Nefesh? As opposed to when the child's inside.
So what you're saying over is what is the way is the way. No, but the problem is that's the way Rav Moshe wanted to learn that Rashi. If you remember last week, and I pointed out to you that that's his way of learning it. That Rashi should not be chaylik. So you're saying I'm going to learn like Rav Moshe because it's tight. What I'm pointing out, however, is that besides with all the cover Moshe learned that way. The Ma'arit and the Chavis Yor learned Rashi differently. That's what I'm just pointing out to you. You have a Tana the Messiah Loch, that's the way Rav Moshe learned Rashi. But the other ones didn't learn Rashi that way. Now, getting back to this question, which Yaakov asked before. So therefore, once you see this entire spread over here, it is quite obvious that Chazal over here are not concerned whether the mother and baby are doing it purposely or accidentally. They're being forced into the circumstances. The way that Chazal looked upon this was based upon simple brass tacks. If you don't bring the Rambam into position over here, and you look at the other Rishonim, and the Achrayim, the way they interpret Shitas Rashi, by them it's a question of when you have a human being that you're dealing with, and when you're dealing with an entity that's not a human being. And therefore, it's basically cut and dry, according to them. The only machlokes is, what is the nature of the Isa? According to them, I don't think you have a problem. The problem is when the Rambam raises the ante, and introduces the concept of redif into the picture. So now the question is why the baby outside is looked upon as no longer being halachically allowed to be killed because of redif and the baby inside is? So to help that problem, that's where Moshe had to create and say the Yerushalmi answers that question. And that is what the Yerushalmi says, outside where both are nefashais, both are live human beings, each one's pursuing each other, therefore you have no right to make the decision. What? No, the baby's out, according to halacha, not when he's all the way out of the body. As soon as the crowning takes place, that is kiyala dummy in many different areas of halacha. That's exactly the point. If the baby had to come all out of the mother's body, there's nothing to talk about. Since we say the crowning is looked upon as kiyala dummy, and therefore the baby still had a long way to go to come out, that long way is going to cause the ultimate misa. So concerning that specific issue, that's where Moshe felt the only way to answer that question was to go to the Yerushalmi and basically make that definitional. Now the Gemara, and so Moshe explains that to me, that Hashem set it up, each one should be rode if each other. That's why Moshe interprets it. Hashem set it up, Tivu Sh'olam, that sometimes, the way Moshe, if you look back, I know it by heart. You're just saying it because, look back at Moshe's tshuva. Moshe says explicitly that once it comes out into this world, sometimes Hashem, for whatever divine reasons, wants the baby to die, wants the mother to die, for whatever reasons. Sometimes you have a pregnancy, we have two trains coming at each other, zeh reidif zeh, and you have to stand back and not do anything. That's what Moshe says. Inside.
What happens if both would
die?
The doctor says both would die if we don't do something. What do you say?
In that case, some poskim claim that whoever has a more vadois in the ches kaskiyim, which means, let's say first the mother's sick and the baby's sick, and if you allow the pregnancy to go through, what? So what I'm pointing out to you is it depends upon the assessment of the medical community concerning whose life can be saved, if any, and that's why sometimes you'll see decisions being made if the mother there's no way of saving a life, period, and the baby's life can be saved. You know, there are gedolim who allowed you to do a cesarean and get the baby out and save the baby's life. In halachic history in Eretz Israel, this happened about 15 years ago. Very famous story. Others claim, halach lamas, if you have the opposite case, the mother is strong and the baby, quite obviously, has congenital defects inside, it won't survive. In that case, that's the easier case, but obviously you cut up the baby because baby doesn't have a cheskes kiyum. But in any event, Rabbi Yisrael, what I want to point out to you is we now have a machlokas amongst poskim concerning the severity of the iser, exactly how severe is the iser, is it ritzicha, is it chabala, is it hashkas zera? Yes?
According to those who learn Rashi, whether it's chabala or hashkas zera.
Yeah. Right.
One could open up the door and say, you can abort that baby.
Well, that's why halacha lamasa, I'm going to get that towards the end, not today, we're going to do it. But the fact of the matter is, the famous machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Elazar Waldenberg, Sicily has an Igros Maisha, was exactly this shayla. And the shayla was the question of a Tay-Sachs abortion. That was the classical nafkamina. Where Rav Moshe, in all of his tshuvas, in fact, the tshuva I have photostated in Yomar Makomos, is dealing with Tay-Sachs babies. And Rav Moshe said, halach lemasa, since it's Isa Ritzicha, Dina Deraisa, since Tay-Sachs is not damaging or killing the mother on the spot, what it could cause is the mother might have stress, and she might have, therefore, on a long-term basis, as a result of having given birth to a Tay-Sachs baby, and see it within 3 years disintegrate in front of your eyes, it might destroy her emotional, psychological, and physical well-being, but it's not going to happen on the spot. The baby's not threatening her with pekuach nefesh, mamish, take her from yad, as the Mishnah was. So Moshe says, if it's therefore not a therapeutic pekuach nefesh over here, you therefore, it's an isa deraisa, isa ratzicha, to terminate a Tay-Sachs abortion, period. Because he holds like the Shitas HaRambam, there's no question about it. And Rav Moshe, in the bigger tshuva, I never went through with you, but it's in your packet over here, you'll take it home, you look at it, he points out, when it comes to Marat and the Chavos Yoz, the opinion of Chabala and Hashkozer, he has a lot of kashas upon them, and he feels that the Meshubish, the Gersos, is inappropriate, he basically dismisses them. Mitzad Sheini, Rav Waldenberg, is just the opposite. He does not learn the concept of abortion as an Isa Ritzicha. He learns, and he says explicitly, like the Marit, like the Chavos Yoz, it's only the worst of Sheila of Chabala or Hashkas Zera. And he points out that the Marit and the Chavos Yoz points out that if there's a tzarech to therefore want to have to destroy the baby, so what you're going to have is a tzarech to be matter Chabala, a tzarech to be matter Hashkas Zera. He claims halach lamasa, a tzarech is permissible, and I'll show you the source of this very shortly. And therefore, if that's the case, he will allow the actual abortion of a Tay-Sachs baby up until the 7th month. That's how far the tshuva is. You have it in your Maamar Kamos inside. You look at the Maamar Kamos, you'll see that Sicily has a tshuva. This is how far he goes, because he claims the most it is Chabal Hashkas Zera, and when there's a viable tzarech over here, the ultimate health and well-being, psychologically, emotionally, of the mother and father, he feels that's enough of a tzarech based upon history of other parents who've gone through this Gehenim, to therefore allow this to take place. Of course, the earlier you do the abortion, the better it is, but each one is predicating their opinion on the level of the severity of the Isa. Yes, sir?
Does the Isa change depending upon whether the woman is Jewish or not, the baby is Jewish or not, or the same?
So this once again, when it comes to a non-Jewish baby, I purposely prefaced the shiur today. It's not your fault because you weren't here for last week's shiur. But I purposely wanted you to take note that for a non-Jewish baby, the situation is more severe. For a non-Jewish baby and a non-Jewish mother and a non-Jewish doctor, they got a lot of problems. And the problem is when the Rabbeinu Shalom halachically categorize what is the din of abortion as it relates to the din of a ben Noach, in your Maamar Makomos, Rabbi Yisrael, you're on page number 4, look at quotation I over here. Right, and this is the Gemara from Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Shmuel Amar Af Al Ubrim that it comes to Ben Noach. He's also chayiv and Isa Deraisa on Ubrim. My Maisa, my Tanur Shmuel Dixir Shef Adav Dami Shlafech Eizahu Adav Adav Oymez Ubishmei Imo. So he points out that this he paskins Rabbi Shmuel that there's a din of Isa Deraisa that applies to killing the baby. And most interpret that to mean there's an isur ratzicha for a goy to perform an abortion. In fact, let me show you the Rambam. Well, I'm going to get to that very shortly. But for a guy to do an abortion for a guy, non-therapeutic, it's an isa deraisa. The question is it ritzich or is it something else? If you look over here, Rabbi, it's where I'm pointing right across from the Gemara. See in my Maamar Kamos? When you look at the Rambam, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim dealing with the halachas of Bnei Noach. Look what the Rambam says. Ben Noach, this is halacha quotation J. Ben Noach shaharek nefesh, afilu ubar b'mei ima ner. He says that Benoach that kills a nefesh, even an uba. Now what is the Rambam talking about? He's talking about ritzicha over here. You kill a human being, you're chayv, even if the human being is a baby, v'ken harak treifa. If you kill the treifa, where a Jew is not chayv mises bezdin, if a guy kills a treifa, you are chayv mises bezdin, or shekafas o nosel me'ari, you tie it up in front of a lion, shenicha berav, you let it starve to death of shemes, hol v'heimus mekamokam nerak. The Rambam paskins over here, the halach of killing uber, all the halachs of ritzicha. So there's no question in the Rambam's mind that killing a goyish, a baby, is a shela of ritzicha. For a goy to kill an un-Jewish child is a shela of ritzicha. But now we come into the question that you asked, and that is, what happens if a Jew kills a non-Jewish child? Now the Jew is not mechuyev on when it comes. If you claim halach lamasa, see with the mahalach of Rav Moshe, you got a problem because he holds based upon imik ida. There's isur ritzicha for a Jew on a Jewish baby. There's isur ritzicha for a guy and a goyish baby. So for a Jew to kill a goyish baby, since he's mitzvah on abortion from a ritzicha level, there's no question be a shel of an isur deraisa, a ritzicha. But according to the Mahalach of the Shita of Rashi, according to the Marit and the Chavos Yor, that it's not a din of ritzicha for a Jew to commit abortion. But the shel of Chabala or shel of Hashkaz Zera, number one is there's no isur Hashkaz Zera as it relates to a guy. Number two is when it comes to Chabala, there's no isa, believe it or not, of being chavul by guy. The isa Chabala applies to being chavul by a Jew. So it could be in that case, he wouldn't be violating necessarily Chabala or Hashkazera, surely not Ritzicha, but he might be Messiah over Avera. Because it seems over here that there's a famous psak given by Rav Arbach Satzal that he says to do an abortion, it takes two to tango, which means not only the doctor's doing the abortion, but the mother has to be willing to let her body undergo the manipulation for the abortion to be done. In Rav Arbach's mind, when an abortion is done by a doctor illegally, there are two rotschim by a guy. The doctor and the mother in whose body their actual abortion is taking place. Whether she's a messiah or whatever, according to him, both are usher. So if that's the case, it could be that when a Jew does it on a guy, and we're going according to the Shita of the Marit and the Chavos Yoer, you might be a messiah or a facilitator. So you're not going to be chayv ritzicha as the guy, so it'll be another level. If nay evil, if there'll be something you're violating to help the guy do a nisr itself. Mm-hmm. To make things more complicated, Rabbi Yisrael, because these are all the yunim, you now have to ask yourself the question. I showed you, according to the Shita Sarambam, that the killing of a baby therapeutically, the killing a baby in utero for a guy is ritzicha. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. So now we come to the question, therapeutic abortions are definitely permissible for Jews. That's the Mishan Olos. Are therapeutic abortions permitted for a guy? Hear my question. And for the Shita Sarambam, who says for both camps, there's an Isa Ratzicha, what would you have said? What? Is there a din of right when it comes to a guy? That's a good question. The pashta. Yeah, I know. I mean, there's a big question because you don't find the Gzeres HaKasav telling you about a guy, though all the Gzeres HaKasav are dealing with Jews. So based upon just reading the Gemara alone, it would seem to appear it does not apply to a guy. But besides all of that, I want to show you. Remember last week I showed you the Minchas Chinuch over here? I want to reread it with you again because now you'll appreciate it more. On page number 4, if you go towards the bottom, quotation L, listen to what the Minchas Chinuch says. He says, in this topic, I have the following suffix. He'imash ben Noach muza ala ubrim. Who mishum shebedini ben Noach gilsa teresh af uba kari nefesh V'ikasara harigahu mishum isa ritzicha. Now, up until this point in time, that's what we assumed. Because based upon the Gzeres et Kasev, Horeg Adam Besecha Adam, and the fact that the Rambam incorporates in Hilchos Malachim and equates killing a baby with killing other people and killing treifos, by the fact the Rambam categorized it the way we seem to hold, that he looks upon the killing of an abortion by a guy as a din ritzicha. So the Michas Chinuch says, is that the pshat? Oh, shela olam ain't a uba kari nefesh. Maybe he's not a nefesh. Elosh zu averik shaveros. It just so happens the Torah was megala that when it comes to Ben Noach, there's another mice avera that applies to him besides the other seven. And therefore, ainah machmas averish shvichas adam. But we have a halacha. Azarasam zuhi misasam. Whatever is an iser deraisa that applies to a guy, whatever he violates, he's chai misa automatically. So what's interesting is the Minchas Chinuch had a debate. We took Sadova Pasha from the Rambam. That's an iser ritzicha. He had a big suffix in his mind. And based upon that suffix, we have the question, does that impact upon therapeutic abortion or not? Look at quotation M underneath this. Quotation M is a quotation from the Tesis HaRosh. The Rosh says, in Masech the Sanhedrin, Kosel Leva'er, Shelakach Muter Lahatzil Nochris, Hamistakenes B'Shas Leidasa. This is talking about therapeutic abortion. Why? The Kaven D'Uba Lobikri Nefesh, Alpha Pesha Gzersa Kosehu, Shemeschayev Olav. You would then be able to do a therapeutic abortion. Now, if I take the Tosfos, if I take the Tosfos Rosh literally, what he seems to be doing is being mitzadet with the second tzad of the Minchas Chinuch Chakira, that the Torah is megala a special avera when it came to a guy that if you perform an abortion, you're violating one of their lavim, not necessarily ritzicha, a violation of an avera, and we have a principle as a rasam their isurim on mechayiv misa. Once, according to the Tosfos Rosh, you take it out of the realm of a guy of his abortion being a ritzicha, but some other type of isur, he will then contemplate that therapeutic abortions would be permissible for Gaia. It appears to me, Rabbi Isai, that if the Tosfos Rosh would have accepted the other opinion, that the concept of abortion by Gaia, like the Rambam said, is the din of an Isa Ritzicha Deraisa, from what the Tosfos Rosh says, it implies that he would not be so mekel to allow them to undergo a therapeutic abortion. And that is why, if you look at over here, quotation K, which is a quotation from the Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daftan Tes, which was what the Tosfos Rosh was commenting upon. So the Gemara brings down, Lech Midam, the Yisrael Shari, Bedava Shomitzel Yisrael, Larmin Hachi Yavid Chavim, Shabbos Chav Yisrael Mitzvah. When it comes, quite obviously, when it comes to Gosh Yishavas Yisrael, for Yisrael there's a mitzvah to be Shavis. So therefore you can't say, that if the guy, there's an Issa deraisa for them to be Shavas and Shabbos, and for a Jew there's a mitzvah deraisa to be Shavas, so it doesn't have to be equality between the Jew and guy continuously. So he says, furthermore, the part I want to get to, he then says, of al ha'ubrim, when it comes to ubrim, do'ayvacham chayiv, v'yisrael potter. Then when it comes to ubrim, the halach is for a guy, the chayiv misses bedin. For Yisrael, you're putter from Mrs. Bezdin. Alpha gaf the putter, even though you're putter from Bezdin, the kamakam lo shari, it's nevertheless usser. I mean, this is the famous taste of the Mikimida that don't think by the fact that Chai Mrs. Bezdin, the Jews must have Chai Bezdin, the mutter. No. They have Chai Mrs. Bezdin, but for a Jew, it's usser nevertheless. That's the taste that Ravosha quoted to say that the Isser Tzicha mentioned by the din of Ubrim by Goyim and Pashas Noach apply to Jews, but terrorists, the nature of the Isa. This is the thesis Rav Moshe was quoting. Umiu kasha, darmin perpeksar meira, yotze rosho ein nogambo, dein dochenevin ein nefesh, avo koida rosho, haichai pashetis yodav v'chatach laivara, motziya kadeh lahatzel es ha'ein. So the question is, therapeutic abortion that's mentioned by Jews, what about Goyim? So thesis says, upekahai gavna b'ayvichavim aser, Kevin Shehuskiru ala Ubrim, Kevin Shehuskiru ala Ubrim, which means the first Mahalach of Tesis is that a therapeutic abortion which applies by Jews should not be replicable to non-Jews. V'yesh lomar, Rabbi Yisrael mitzvah kedei lahatzel ve'efsha afilu avichavim shari. So Taisus ends up with two different possibilities. That by Goy it could be therapeutic abortions are permissible. Two different dayas in Taisus. The Taisus Rosh says, because I hold that abortion by Goy is not Ritzicha, but in Isa Acheret, therapeutic abortion should be theoretically permissible. Taisus himself doesn't clear the Chakira over here, whether abortion by a Goy is Ritzicha or abortion by the Goy is for another reason. He just had a general Chakira in large, whether or not the therapeutic permissibility mentioned in the mission over there can be applied to Goyim or not. It is for this reason that some of the Achrenim point out that it could be that according to Taisus, since he was not Mechalik, that maybe Taisus would hold, even if you hold by killing an Uber of a guy, it's Ritzicha, the last line of Taisus might imply that Afopikein, the therapeutic permissibility that was given to a Jew, might be permissible to a guy even if it is a Sheil of Ritzicha. But the Is Ritzicha only applies when you're doing it for no reason. You're coming to save for life, it might be permissible. So the Taisus has a big suffix about this.
And discussing
what? Oh, that's exactly what else I want to show you. Nobody else besides the Rambam brings it in. Everybody else, and it's fascinating to me. It's fascinating. What's even more fascinating is that in the world of halachic practice, I would say by and large, by knowing the Gedolim involved in this topic, I don't think anybody in the Torah world, under normal circumstances, paskins against Rav Moshe when it comes to this, because after the Brisker Rav held this way, and the Noda Behuda, and then Rav Moshe of Untamun Kedemer, I mean, people look upon this as a Shela, unquestionably as a Ritzicha, despite the fact that Rav Waldenberg had tremendous shtalts, and he basically held like the Marit and the Chavisor, like Shita Sarashi. It's not a Shalem Ritzicha. And now that he hold that way, his psak is peledik. People tell me, but I can't give firsthand edus, that when people used to come to Rav Orbach Zatzal and ask him about a Tasek's baby, who should I go to paskin the Shela? So he says, I'm not going to paskin the Shela. He says, if you want to go to Waldenberg, go come. You go here, you make the decision you want to go to, but I'm not going to paskin the Shela. Now, the fact of the matter is, if he was a tremendous kanoi for Shitas Rav Moshe, the Rav Moshe would not have told somebody, I have a Tesax, well, don't come to me, you can go to Tzitzel. He wouldn't have said that. You know what I'm saying to you? But the fact Rav Arbach said, you know, you can go whoever you want, these are the Gedolim who deal with the problem. He didn't go into Arichus. So it appears to me that in Rav Arbach's mind, if this is a true Eidus, that he was Mesupik, which Shita is the Shita HaMachras over here? Because as you're saying to me, very right, you count the heads of who holds what, the Rambam is the singular one quoting the Din Rodef over here. Nobody else is mentioning it whatsoever in the format. I believe that is why Rav Moshe...
He's discussing a case of Rodef.
What?
He's discussing a case of Rodef, but he doesn't seem to need the rationale of a Rodef in order to kill
him. Right. The fact is... Right. But the fact of the matter is, if you now reread Ramosha's Tshuva again, you will see that Ramosha, in order to show that Ram is not a Das Yochid, goes out of his way to try to say that not only was that the Ramam's opinion, but Rashi in the Gemara, when the Gemara said over here that there's a din of Rashi quotes the din of therapeutic abortion, so Rashi says it's not a nefesh inside. Yeah. What does Ramosha do with that Rashi? He means that halach lamasa, there's no mitzvahs Mrs. Bezdin, but he held mi'ikamida. Now, Rashi doesn't talk about it. Because lefishi taso, he wants to show that Rovri showed him held like the Rambam. It's a pella. What is also interesting is Rav Moshe, remember last week, didn't even have to rely upon mi'ikamida. He just said a very simple svara. And this svara is a peladik svara. That even though Pashas Noach addresses the Bnei Noach, but we know in other areas of halacha, like suicide and such, that even though the Gzeres HaKos of Issa suicide is mentioned in Pashas Noach at that time, in the same group of psukim, it's taken by granted for all the Rishonim in the Chumash on that Pasha that was said the Issa of suicide is an Issa Deraisa of Ritzicha, and Yemeschai Ben Afshecha. It applies to a Jew and non-Jew across the board. So even though the psukim were addressed to non-Jews, it applies to Jews. That's where Moshe said, if that's the case when it comes to Meschai ben Avshcha of suicide, why should we assume the pasuk on Issa abortion is any different? The Torah talked to the Ben Noah, but it's talking to Jews as well. And the only thing that precludes the Jew from Achim Yisus Bezdin is the Gemara in Pei Dalet, Makan Nefesh Adam Lahoitzi Yisus Uberim. That Einish, we don't have the same. But the level of Issa should be the same. So you have over here a major mituach amongst the Rishayim and Achreinim. When it comes to the Nakiris, how to basically navigate this. What I have not done tonight, and that's going to be the thrust of next week's year, is that once you've seen all of this, Rabbi Isai, now the question arises, what stage in embryonic development does the Issa of abortion begin? Does it start at the time of conception? Does it start after day 41? Does it start after the first trimester, the second trimester? We got to define when it was. Is the halacha for Jews and Goyim the same? Is there a different halacha for Jew and Goyim? The morning after pill, is there an afkamina between a Jew and a Goy? Ben asked the question last week. I purposely didn't want to discuss it tonight because I don't want to take advantage. He has a simcha tonight, so I want to hold off to next week. Next week, we're going to get into it because I'm not just going to get into this and tie it all together, but I ultimately want to bring it to the Gemara in Erechim, which is the whole reason I brought this Hasugya initially, and that is Dav Zayin, about killing a mother who's pregnant, who's Chayav Mizus Bezdin, now Makin or Beis Harayin, to get rid of the baby before you kill the mother. What is that predicated upon? And it's one thing to say, killing a baby inside is Hashchaz Zer and Chabala. But if you hold Ritzicha, like the Shita Sarambam, Ukudaymer, and the mother's Chayav Mizus Bezdin, so you're going to kill the baby beforehand by hitting her stomach before she's killed, so she shouldn't suffer bezoyin later on, that if she dies first and the baby dies afterwards, the baby in blood will come out and be mavazah, nivel ames. We got to understand this. This is difficult to comprehend.